Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going today?
Very well, thank you. Really appreciate your time. And another lockdown greets us once again. But I guess the good news is the juniors had a run last weekend.
Yeah, they did, luckily.
At least they had something.
Time, isn't it? When's it going to end, Daniel?
This is true. But at least they had a run, because obviously we've been talking about them over and over, trying to get a run. But at least they had a run last weekend. But I wanted to touch on, from your perspective, Noel, because no doubt you would have not only been working, but sitting down watching the Olympics. And from a cycling perspective, your thoughts over the last, 14 days?
Oh, it's been a great Olympics. I've loved it. The cycling's always fascinating to me. Well, I think really we can't be counted as a power nation anymore. Mm-hmm. Like in the past in the Olympics, everyone was getting excited and putting a lot of pressure on Australians to say, oh, they're going to win so many medals. And, you know, the Australians and the Brits are going to fight it out. But I think those days are over. Well, Britain and Australia aren't power nations anymore. New countries have come through like Italy, Denmark, the Dutch and the Germans. And medals going to Slovenia, and you know, it's all changing.
Is that just due to personnel, or do you think, or is it a financial package that needs to be put towards cycling?
Both of those. Yeah, I think definitely financial. From what I understand, as an Australian, we're only all going on what we read and hear. The German have a sports army where you join the army, but you don't fighter, you don't ever shoot guns, but you're an athlete in the army, and they're handsomely paid. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. Most of our Australian riders are riding road teams and coming back to do track, just thrown in, you know, for competitions here and there, spasmodically. In other countries that have federations that just concentrate just on track or just on road, and not having to ride world tour rides and, you know, big team rides to exist, must make it easier. And I don't know whether we're a massively government-funded sport anymore, and it's probably going to get worse.
Yep.
People probably don't understand, but all the money comes from the Australian government to run the Australian Institute of Sport, and the money used to be controlled by the Australian Sports Commission. I'm not sure whether it is. The more gold medals you get, the more money you get, and the less gold medals you get, the less you get.
Yeah.
That all makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Is it also the fact that maybe this year, obviously, with the Olympics being pushed back by 12 months because of the pandemic, come straight off the heels from a miles of the Tour de France, and then all of a sudden they've got to back it up, you know, into Olympic Games? Is that potentially a reason why?
Yes, possibly. Like our track program was massively changed by the fact that everyone knew Anna Mears was going to retire, so Anna Mears is out of the equation. She's a commentator.
Yep.
But by going 1 year longer, we lost Steph Morton, who was one of our better track riders, and she was supposed to do the team sprint with Carly McCulloch, and they were probably favourites. I think they might have been world champion. And she retired because she couldn't go the extra year, and that put Carly McCulloch into problems because she'd been training for the team sprint for three or four years, and she didn't get to ride at this Olympics because her partner retired, and she got thrown in the sprint, using her as an example, into an event she hadn't been trained for.
Yep.
That makes it really hard. And Matthew Glatzer, he got cancer, and he's competing after thyroid cancer, which is amazing. We haven't seen much of him. Possibly we'll see him in the Kieran tonight. And a lot of things happened. Some of the girls that have been around, you know, since the last Olympics, a couple of them just got out. They couldn't keep going. So 1 year extra made a lot of difference. And also made the athletes 1 year older too. Like there's several of the Australian athletes that are in their, you know, 30s. Makes a difference, I think.
Yeah, very true. Well, let's get into the events that are happening a little later this afternoon, one of which is the Madison and the Kieran as well. There's also the women's sprint, but sadly, well, at this stage, we believe there's no Aussie representation with the women's sprint.
Yeah, I think Carly McCulloch's finished. I think she went out in the rounds, I'm pretty sure, unless she scraps into a repechage, which I don't think she will. Hopefully I'll be proven wrong. But as far as I know, Carly McCulloch's out, so we have no one left in the women's sprint. And the men's sprint, we didn't get anybody in that. That was dominated by the Dutch riders first and second. That was very interesting. They weren't a power nation in sprinting, and now they are. And we've got a really good chance in the Madison. I think we're having Cal O'Brien riding in the Madison with probably Sam Welsford. And they've got to be a chance. Like they're a real medal chance, those two, for Australia. So we're still in there with a couple of medal chances. But so far, we've got one gold and two bronze medals, so we certainly haven't got as many medals as what we used to get in cycling, you know.
Yeah, sure, sure. I did watch the was it the Madison last night? The women's Madison, was it the Madison last night that was on?
Yes, yes.
Yep. Correct, yeah. 120 laps or something, and I got confused. So, in layman's terms, can you try and explain how it works? Because I watched it and I'm like, oh yeah, this person's in front, but now they're seven behind or something. I was totally confused.
Well, it's a very confusing race. And that was the first time the women's Madison has ever been. No, yeah. It's a hard one. The women's Madison has never been run before at an Olympic level. So it was the first one, and there's quite a lot of errors made by countries that probably haven't done it before. Well, they would have done it in training, but never maybe at a world level. And there's a lot of crashes, a lot of accidents. But basically, you have two girls start, and they've got to take it in turns. They've got to keep on riding a lap flat out or even two laps if they choose to, and then they sling you back in. You've got to do like a hand sling. You've got to, I'd have to grab your hand and throw you back in, and then you do a turn on the front, you know. And all the while, you've got to have a dominant, out of your two girls riding, one would be a sprint person with a good sprint, and the other one's a bit more of an endurance rider, so she can lead the other one into the sprints. And you've got to try and win sprints, and you get points. So every time they get so many points for winning sprints, but that all starts mounting up. But if you take a lap on the field, which means if you lap them, you get 20 points extra. Okay, so people were getting an extra 20 points put on their score, and riders were going down a lap. Some of them lost several laps, but it was really, really hard to keep an eye on things because a lot of riders were crashing, and their other rider had to keep riding on their own. And of course, they were going out the back because it's very hard to ride one on your own when you're against a team of two.
Yep.
It was a very fast Madison, very interesting. I thought I saw a lot of errors that were made by people causing crashes, probably through inexperience. But it was a good Madison. I really enjoyed it, and was dominated by the British team that won every sprint except one, which was won by the Australian team. And the Australian team were a good team. Annette Edmondson, she's a multiple world champion. She's been to the Olympics before, and Georgia Baker, both experienced riders, and they look like they're going to get fourth at one stage, but I think they dropped down to sixth in the end. But no, they did really well. But it's the first one. That'll only get better. It's going to be a very spectacular sport eventually, the women's Madison.
I'm glad you've explained it, because I totally get it for when I watch the men's one a little later this afternoon. Hey, Noel, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Jump back on the couch and enjoy the cycling and enjoy the Olympics.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, Daniel. And there's a bit in it all, isn't there? There's a lot of rules and things that people don't know about. And don't give up on the Aussies. Look, we've done pretty well. We really are a small nation. We really are. And one more thing, I might touch on if I can.
Sure, sure.
There's a lot of incentive for people to win a gold medal. And I think a lot of people don't know, if you win an Australian gold medal for Australia, you get like $20,000 Australian. But some of the countries, like Singapore and possibly Malaysia, you win $1 million to become a gold medalist in the Olympics, you know. And there's huge incentives. And even the American system, the Olympics and the Paralympics, they get $29,000 American, which is like $35,000 or whatever it is in American Australian dollars. And so I think there's a financial incentive to keep the athletes in by giving them a bit more money if they win a gold medal. And like all the people that have competed here that have, we've had one rider that's won $20,000, the rest of them have won not much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all about winning money, but it's a matter of keeping going and eating. So hopefully the government will get behind the Australian Institute of Sports and keep it all going. It's going to be a lot better. There's a very it's been a bit divisive with it's been run by a gentleman from England, a British manager of the whole cycling team, and he's leaving. So maybe things will improve if they get new admins in there. And but overall we had two Bendigo coaches coaching over there, Glenn O'Shea and Timmy Decker. So. Yeah. We're certainly well represented. It's been a good Olympics. Fantastic.
It has been a whole lot of fun, and it continues, as I say, a little later this afternoon. Noel, thanks for your time as always, and let's catch up next Saturday.
Thanks, Daniel. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Noel Sens joining us there. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.